everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williams, and this is Silver and Black Pride. This is a Victory Sunday podcast. Holy moly. Gotcha, ya. This one will be memorable for a long, long, long time. Long time. This is what? Raiders' third super memorable victory of the season? Always going to remember that win at Arrowhead for 7-8 years. Always going to remember the win against the Chargers in the corner of the end zone, 2 straight plays. And we're always going to remember 46 yards from Derek Carr to Henry Ruggs with 5 seconds left to beat the freaking winless Jets. Unbelievable. They're 7-5. They did what they had to do. And I know people are nervous. This is kind of funny. 2 weeks ago against the Chiefs, the Raiders lost, and people were feeling really good after that loss, right? People weren't feeling that good again after this win because it's the Jets. They probably should have lost to the Jets. They haven't played well in those 2 weeks since the Chiefs game. And they, you know, I mean, if you're going to be in the playoffs, you're going to be better than what they were. But screw it. They won. It's a W. They're extremely fortunate. Extremely fortunate. But it's a win. It's a win. I mean, wow. Henry Ruggs, who hadn't played good this year. He had some plays, but hasn't played well, hasn't produced a lot. We know that. First receiver taken in the draft. Many, many, many more productive rookie receivers in the NFL this year. Has a ball bounce off his hand that caused an interception today. Fumbles the ball in Raiders territory in the fourth quarter. That allows the Jets to take the lead. But then he redeems himself. It's his father's birthday, Henry Ruggs II. Tomorrow, the players that I knew I had to do something to, you know, make up for that and make it a happy birthday for my dad. Well, he made it a happy Raider day for everybody. Maybe this is what kickstarts it. The kid has huge talent. We just got to see more production. It was amazing. Now, let's talk about... So it was the Jets, right? The Jets are 0-12 for a reason. They're a crappy NFL football team. 3 turnovers by Darnold. Penalties. Killer penalties. To keep drivers alive. The stupid call. Zero coverage. All-out blitz. They're talking on the pregame show of the Sunday night game. Tony Dungy's like, what the hell's going on here? He said, I jumped out of my seat when I saw that. Put an undrafted rookie cornerback, or undrafted cornerback, on Ruggs 1-on-1. It was ridiculous. You know what you do at the end of those games, your defense? You close out the end zone. You close out the sidelines. They have no timeouts. This was a gift victory, but they won. I know people say, you know, Jets players called out Greg Williams for that call. People say, oh, they must be doing it to tank. They tank. That's the reason. Well, players don't tank. And why the hell would Greg Williams tank that play? He's not going to be around next year. Adam Gase is not going to be around next year. Another head coach is going to get Trevor Lawrence. So why are they tanking? It was just bad. But, hey, don't make any apologies. Take it. Raiders looked like crap most of the day. They have problems on both sides of the ball. But It's a victory. Take care of business. Just take care of business. And in the end, they took care of business in a miraculous way. Darren Waller had a terrific game. 13 for 202 touchdowns. Give a lot of credit to the offensive coaching staff. The Jets struggle mightily in covering tight ends. Waller's their best offensive weapon. So they took advantage of it, and they went, and they went, and they went all game long from the start. So really impressive. He's a good player. Elite player. Yeah, again, the offensive line struggled for the second straight game. They're going to get Trent Brown back next week. They should, and that should help. That should help, but yeah, the line had a tough day. The defense still stinks. The Jets, the stinking Jets, ran up and down the field on them. I'm telling you, the only reason they lost is because of those three turnovers. You know, they have some things to work on. But, hey, they're in the playoff mix. They're only a game off the pace. They're 7-5. You know, had they lost that game, John Gruden is not going to get fired. He's just not. But he would have been dropped. If they lost that game, 5 seconds away, they would have been 17-27 in his return, coming off a loss to a winless team. I mean, that kind of resume gets people on the hot seat. So John Gruden would probably deserve to be on the hot seat had they lost that game. He wasn't going to be. Mark Davis is not going to fire him right now. Maybe down the road if things don't get better. I'm talking a couple of years, but I don't even think that's the case. I think Mark Davis wants this guy to be his coach for the 10-year contract and maybe more. But, yeah, I mean, that's how things change so quickly in the NFL. But they won. So, don't be down. I know a lot of like, well, okay, but we're going to suck in the playoffs. Well, get to the playoffs first and then worry about it. But what do I always tell you? There's only 16 of these. Enjoy them. These are fun. You know, my wife, she's a big Raider fan. She didn't have fun, but she enjoyed the end of it. And she's getting down to nitty-gritty in her Survivor League, and she took the Raiders against her better judgment today because she doesn't like jinxing herself. And she barely won. So, yeah, good win. Damon Arnett got another concussion, second play of the game. You hate to see that. Frank Gore left the game too of a concussion. A big collision again on the second play of the game. Jeff Heath was a little banged up. But, you know, Farrell had a good game. There was good things in this game, certainly. You know, they played without Abrams and played without Jacobs. Booker, I think, had one good run, 16 for 50. This is only the first time this guy started since his rookie year. It's only his 7th NFL start. He's a backup type, a change of pace, but he's had a good year with the Raiders. But again, I didn't think they had any chance of losing this game. I was shocked what I saw. And I was certainly shocked how the game ended. Better team won. I mean, you know, they blew an 11-point lead. But they won. It sounds like they lost, but they won. And they're 7-5 and move on. That's all I got to say. You know me. I don't go yak, yak, yak. I don't really, not really an ego guy to need to hear my voice. So here's the deal. They took care of business. They won. They got the Colts next week. Let's talk about that. Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have a preview show. Go enjoy the rest of the night. It's a victory. 46 yards, Derek Carr to Henry Ruggs. Wow-wee.